Have a great show, Pastor.
Love, talk,
thank you. Thank you.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Glory to God. Pastors say so, and God says so, and the Bible says so. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. We're in Proverbs 22. That is chapter 22, the 10th verse in the King James Version, the Protestant Bible, King James Version. And it reads, quote, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. So we're talking about a negative subject tonight. So this is a little tough for me, but it's okay. We need to talk about these hard things as well as the good things. We need to talk about the unpleasant things sometimes. Amen. And tonight in the King James Version, it says, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, Proverbs 22:10 says, arguments and fights will come to an end if you chase away those who insult others. People who insult others, always insulting people, causing strife, bringing up arguments, bringing up issues, bringing up this issue about a person, bringing up that issue about a person. That if you chase away those kind of people, arguments and fights and divisions will end, the Bible says. And in the Tanakh, 22:10 says, expel the scoffer and contention departs. Quarrels and calumny will cease. Amen. Glory to God. And this is really talking about an aspect of spiritual warfare, because the devil is really the scorner, both himself and the people who work for him as his agents. They constantly scorn. He comes to your thought life and scorns you and tells you you're not this and you're not that, and so-and-so is not this and so-and-so is not that, and this person is lazy and these people are lazy. They're no good. He's no good. Amen. The devil constantly scorns, and those that acted as agents, they scorn. And how does the Bible say to handle that? It says to cast them out, because when you cast them out, the spirits of contention go out with them. Amen. You handle contention by casting the scorner out. Criticize, you let spirits in. We learn from this that when you criticize, you let contentious spirits in. Now, this nation is full of people who criticize. It's full of podcasters saying negative things. You know, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly, and he himself says that the reason that he and others do that is because negativity sells. He said negativity sells. That's why him and hundreds of podcasters, they talk about the negative, because it's big money. They make millions of dollars. They have millions of people following them, millions of people following them, and they make millions of dollars by criticizing and scorning and laughing. We have a nation full of podcasters saying negative things, and it brings all kinds of unrest and anger and contention and division. Amen. I was looking at a Phil Donahue's show one time, and they had this family on there of two girls, a mom and a dad. And they were always arguing and fighting and saying nasty things to each other. And all through the show, you never heard them once mention God, the church, or anything spiritual. The only thing they said was nasty things to each other. And I mean, a nasty spirit of contention came in that place. And obviously, they didn't know anything about spiritual warfare because they didn't know what they were doing and they didn't know what to do about those wicked spirits that were coming in. But I have heard some negative people, but these people took the cake. I mean, everything that came out, I thought they were going to go to blows right on the show because of the negative things that they said about each other. And it was almost like he was holding them back from attacking. I don't even know how they lived together in the same house without throwing knives and pitchforks at each other. They were contentious. They were, ridiculous. And when you hear someone with Bill O'Reilly's stature saying that negativity sells, and that's why they do it, he said. That's why he said that. And now society is starting to look at the negative damage that social media does to a nation, that social media does in terms of dividing a nation and keeping them at each other's throats. Today, I was listening to, I forget what newscast I was listening to, but I heard this today. I've never heard this before. There was apparently a soccer game, a big time soccer game between nations, and a young man went on the media, and like social media, and he texted a very nasty, nasty, hateful message to one of the players. Somehow they got a hold of they know the player's personal addresses on these media platforms. I don't understand all the technical part of it. But he texted the guy and said some racist, hateful stuff. I think he even threatened his physical being. And when it was found out what he said, the World Sports Soccer, now listen to this, they banned this man for saying what he said. They banned him for life, and not only for life from any soccer stadium, for buying any sports tickets to any sports anywhere, but also they somehow said they managed to do it for the entire world. And they said, even if you get on an airplane and fly to another country, you won't be allowed to go in the stadiums because we're going to ban you from attending any sports things for life worldwide. Now, I thought that was a bit much, okay? I thought that punishment was a bit much. But it gives you the sense of how nations are starting to catch on the damage that people do. And for money, they get these podcasts and they get on, and day after day after day, they just hammer away. This is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong, and I hate this, and I hate that, and look out for this. And the Bible says, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproof shall cease. Amen. That's what the Bible says to do with it. Now, I want to read to you. I was just reading in Matthew Henry and a commentary, Matthew Henry, and it was so good I had to write it all out. And I want to quote it to you. It's the commentary on Proverbs 22:10, what Matthew Henry had to say about scorners, etc. And this is what he said, quote, "See here, one, what the scorner does. It is implied that he sows discord and makes mischief wherever he comes. Much of the strife and contention which disturbs the peace of all societies, much of the strife and contention," this is a quote, "which disturbs the peace of all societies is owing to the evil interpretations, as some see it, that person construes everything into the worst. To those that despise and deride everyone that comes in their way and take pride in bolstering and abusing all mankind. Two, what is to be done with the scorner that will not be reclaimed? Cast him out of your society. Cast him out of your society as Ishmael, when he mocked Isaac, was thrust out of Abraham's family. Those that would secure the peace must exclude the scorners." Must exclude. And see, it in our society, we don't exclude the scorner. Bill Riley says there's money in scorning, in negativity. I'm quoting what he said. He said, quote, "Negativity sells," unquote. That's what Bill Riley said. Negativity sells. So instead of like the advice from Matthew Henry, if you want peace in your society, cast out the people that are always sneak, that are always criticizing, making fun of, making light of, causing divisions. Cast those people out. Cast those people out that bring doubt and make fun of others and really cut each other up. Amen. It says those that would secure peace must exclude the scorner. Amen. Must exclude the scorner. And Jesus Christ himself said, be careful what you hear. From all of this, we can gain. Be careful what you hear. Guard your ear gate. If you, how many times have you been listening, have you listened to something, a podcast or the news or something, and you'll start listening to it, and your spirit man will get disturbed. Your spirit man, you can feel yourself feeling uncomfortable. Because they just tell you everything negative and everything, get guns. People are coming to get you. They're going to get you. Get guns. Fight back. Everybody needs AR-15s. Get machine guns. Get mortars. Put them on your – now, you're saying, now, wait, Pastor, you're really going overboard with it. Yeah, yeah, because I'm doing that on purpose because – the damage that people do with the things they say, so much damage, and they're not realizing the damage that they're doing. They're scaring the living kazooza out of somebody out there. They're causing somebody to absolutely freak out and go get all kinds of. In our society, we allow anybody to say anything. Amen. And in a lot of places, you cannot do that. I understand free speech. I'm not against free speech. I'm not here to speak against free speech. But my goodness, when people can make money saying the negative, you're going to have nothing but negative because people won't want to make that money. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're considering Proverbs 22:10. Cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. And that's what we need in our homes and in our society. I tell you, there's some homes that have nothing but strife and reproach. To listen to people talk about other people. He ain't no good. He ain't this. She ain't that. I mean, goodness gracious, how on earth can you have peace if all you do is speak negatively about those around you? My goodness, you can't have, if you want peace, you have to listen to peace. You have to give out peace. This is why people need to stop judging and criticizing each other, because it lets those contentious spirits into their environment. And then when those spirits get in their environment, those things begin to work, and they make your whole environment hell on earth. One of the things that I love is when I'm around very positive people, the whole atmosphere changes and we got positivity. And I've heard people coach other people and say, get around people that are strong and they'll help you and it'll be a blessing. But then they get around people that are strong and that are speaking positive, and what do they bring? They bring their negativity to strong people. I want to be around you because you're so positive, but I want to tell you what I'm going through. And then they want to tell them their drama. And the person's positive because they're thinking positive. They don't want to be around you and all you're speaking is negative. I have been around. There was a gentleman who was a tailor, sewed up jackets and stuff and suits and made alterations. And this man, I have heard bad things come out of people's mouths. I'm not talking about cursing. He didn't curse. He used profanity rarely, but just the stuff, the foolishness that came out of his mouth. I had to stop going to him because one day he says he was talking foolishness and stuff. And what came out of his mouth was so foul, he defiled my spirit just hearing it. I could feel my spirit defiled. And I never went back to that store again, to his place, his establishment again. Just the criticizing and the negativity, it did more than bother me. I could feel it. I had to pray in the spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost, amen, to get whatever that was, to get it up out of me, amen. But people don't understand how powerful their mouth is, and they'll speak nothing but negative. And then, you see, I think it was Norman Vincent Peale again. He came out with a book, and he was saying, he was talking about the benefits of positive people. And he was saying, without realizing it, you can fall into a pattern of negativity without realizing it, without even, and you don't even realize how negative you are. But other people, they don't want to be around you because they pick up how negative you are. How does that happen? That happens by how you interpret things. Amen. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example, a positive and a negative. Well, you've heard this all your life about the glass half full, half empty. But that wasn't where I was going. But that's apropos, but that wasn't where I was going. Where I was going is, say people are marching down the street. Amen. One person looks at it and they say, oh, people are marching. It's a parade. Another person will look at it and say, "Oh, they're rioters. They're protesting against something." A child will look at it and she'll think, "Oh, it's a parade." Amen. A policeman will look at it and he'll say, "That's obstruction of traffic." It depends on how you look at life. And some people, because of their struggles and things, they start interpreting everything negatively. And when you do that, when you become a scorner, without you realizing it, bad spirits start to hang around you. Wicked spirits, contentious spirits, argumentative spirits, spirit of fear, spirit of anger and contention. And you don't even realize it. Amen? Because without realizing it, you've fallen into a negative pattern. A negative pattern. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I was looking for a medical place one time, and I walked into this building to ask where I was and was I at the right location. And when I walked up to the receptionist desk, this woman looked at me, "What do you want?" And I looked at, whoa, buddy. I didn't say a word. I just turned around and walked out. I didn't want to ask her, "Am I in the right building, ma'am? Can you help me?" This woman was so, with her negativity, amen, and her bad spirits around her, amen, glory to God, I got away from her. People who scorn and make fun of others and bring up negativity, negative things about other people all the time, They're troublemakers. They're troublemakers to society. Amen. Let's look at Mark 4:24. Mark 4:24. Jesus said unto them, "Take heed what ye hear." Jesus said, "Take heed what ye hear." And in another scripture, he said, "Don't listen to all words that are spoken." And in Mark 4:24, "Take heed what ye hear." Amen. If you're looking at, if you're listening to something and the person gets into the scorning mode, they get into the I'm putting down everything and I'm this and you get away from it. Turn away from it. Do not listen to it. Amen. Why? Because Jesus said, take heed what you hear. And then in Luke 8:18, he said, let me turn to 18. He said, "Take heed therefore how ye hear." Amen. Glory to God. How ye hear. You can, your interpretation of things is so important, beloved. Your interpretation of things is so gigantically important. You hear an ambulance flying up the street. Oh my goodness! I wonder what happened. Yes, you can look at it that way, but you can also look at it the way Deborah McCall would look at it. She would say, "My goodness, someone is getting help. Someone is getting help." Amen. Don't say, look at them. They're causing traffic to pull over. And every time you say, they come in and make all this noise, all this, and they go so fast, they're going to crash. I'm telling you, the Bible says, cast out the scorner. Like Ishmael was cast out. He was scorning and laughing at Isaac. And his mom saw that he was scorning and laughing. And so they cast him out. Amen. And strife and reproach ceased. It ceased. Why did it cease? Why could no negative spirits penetrate the family and cause division and cause arguments and cause bad things to happen? Because he was no longer there. Because he was no longer there. If you want peace, cast out scorning. Don't scorn. Don't scorn yourself. And don't hang around scorners. Amen? Because all they'll do is just spoil the atmosphere. They'll kill a good time that you could have had. They'll ruin everything by the way they see things. You can't even have an ice cream cone. You can't even have an ice cream cone in peace, amen, without someone scorning. You say, oh, Pastor, come on now, ice cream cone. Listen. One of my pastors in Texas, this actually happened. This is a true story I'm about to tell you. This actually happened. He bought an ice cream cone for his little son. And members in the church wanted to throw him out of the church and make it so he wouldn't be pastor anymore. And you say, oh, come on, an ice cream cone. Come on. Yeah. The scorner said, this was their reason for wanting to eject him as pastor. They said, there's so many people starving in the world, and you got money to go buy your little son ice cream cone? Is that how much you think of a starving world? You want to waste your money on an ice cream cone when people are starving and there's so many homeless people? Wicked, scorning, amen, cause division, going to get people thrown out, going to get people hurt, amen. There's power in words. There's power in your words. If you want to be a true blessing, don't be a scorner. Don't bring contentious. Don't argue. Don't be arguing all the time. And why do people, I found that the people that argue all the time, it's because they think they're right. And they think that because they're right, that gives them the right to get into your business, to mind your business, to comment on you, to put you down, to tell you you're doing it wrong. And then you must do XYZ. There was a gentleman, I just heard about it. He was living in his own place, his own house, minding his own business, and the head of the HOA society in his neighborhood came over there and told him that he couldn't farm his farm a certain kind of way, and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. Amen. And come to find out that he had to pay back taxes on the farm. This gentleman inherited the farm. He had to pay back taxes, and he couldn't do X, Y, and Z. Come to find out, the whole thing was the reason he was scorning and criticizing, bringing all that, because the head of the HOA, he was running a drug lab, and he wanted the other guy's land. So he came over there and was raising all kind of cane, hoping that this guy would move and sell the property so he could buy it and he'd have land all around his meth lab or whatever it was. Amen? And so he came over causing trouble. Troublemakers, scorners. A hard subject to talk about tonight, beloved. But Jesus had the answer. Amen? Cast out the scorner. Don't be around scorners. The Bible says follow peace with all men. People fall into negativity, drama, all kinds of stuff, and they want to put it on you and bring it to you. Amen? You don't want those negative spirits on you. Jesus told you what to do. Take heed to what you hear. Amen? And when you start to hear that stuff, I got to go. So nice talking with you. Bye-bye now. And get out of there. Amen? Why? Because those things draw spirits, and you don't want those negative spirits on you. Amen? And you don't want to take those spirits home to your loved ones. And then you get home and all of a sudden things funny start happening in your house. Why are you acting like this, honey? I just came home to say hello, and you can't figure out why people are acting. It's because something was on your shoulder, and you carried it in the house with you. You brought a spirit into your house. Amen? Glory to God. Cast those things off. Command them to go from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and follow peace with all men. Jesus said, take heed to what you hear. Follow peace. Amen? Get away from scorners. Get away from criticizers. Get away from drama. Amen? God bless you. Hard subject tonight, but necessary subject. I love you. The Bible has the answers. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.